Thank you very much for joining us. And boy, Elyria Catholic, always an exciting team to talk about. You guys have a lot going on over there with your program, with the turf field and everything. But I want to start with you guys moving up to Division 4 from Division 5. You know, what were your initial thoughts about that? And what does that really mean for your program in your eyes?
I mean, it's exciting. It means we're a growing school and more people are coming here. And, you know, at the end of the day, anyone we play throughout our schedule is going to be anywhere from Division One down to probably Division Three. We have a few, one Division Four, one Division Five. So, I mean, we play nothing but larger schools, but it's exciting for me. You know, you don't want to be a school who's struggling to get kids in the building. So, it'll be a great opportunity. There's some great teams. You know, when I was going down the list, you see teams like Bellevue and Glenville. You know, it's going to be a fun opportunity.
And you guys had a really strong season the last time around, coming off of an 11-3 season. I got to imagine that's something you feel like you can build off of with a lot of momentum really under your program right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was a great opportunity to get an extra 4 weeks of practice. You know, we had a lot of kids step up, especially throughout the season. We were a relatively young team. I think we had about, I think it was 9 seniors, three of them were kickers. So, 9 seniors on the offense and the defensive side of the ball. So we had a lot of juniors who were stepping up and playing. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to learn. You know, you really do have to learn how to win games and grow as a team.
Coach, how is that field treating you over there? How are you and the guys, how are you and the guys liking it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. Kids probably don't like it on days like this when it's really hot, but oh my goodness. I think back to the days where, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to, you got to use Pythagorean theorem, trying to figure out if your lines are straight and you know, just you go over there and we're sharing our field with basically where the throws pits are. So you got these giant divots. So, you know, one rainy day and all of a sudden you can't practice on it for about a week and the whole thing's ruined. So, it's absolutely wonderful. The Reeser family has been spectacular. I can't even imagine that they would ever know how much we appreciate that.
Coach, I'm looking at the preview here, and I really appreciate that you list some linemen. But you bring Levi Ellis back, and he's special. He's special, and I see how close he is to Al McKinney's rushing record there. And I guess that's one of those things that just has kind of snuck up. Talk to us a little bit about Levi and that offensive line that you bring back in front of him.
Oh, Levi's not very good. It's all coaching.
Yeah.
I taught him everything he knows. No.
Oh, no.
He's spectacular. You know, he really has carried this group. I mean, he's the kind of kid who started the back half of his freshman year, averaged almost 9 yards a carry that year. The thing is probably most overshadowed is he's probably even better on defense. I'm the scout team quarterback because naturally I watch a lot more of the film on their defense than our quarterbacks do. So I always try and trick them. I try and throw something in there, and it's just like the other day. I think we had 10 guys sprinting the other way on a reverse, but unfortunately Levi ended up somehow right in there. I feel like he called his own blitz. But he's spectacular. His instincts are incredible. He's a 4.3 whatever student. He's one of the most mature kids out there, and he just so happens to be an incredible football player. And lucky for him, he has an incredible offensive line in front of him. You know, you're always going to get the best human beings on the offensive line, but they also are probably the hardest workers on our team as well. You know, we got a bunch of tight ends who are kind of also playing a little bit of offensive line for us, but I think we returned 4 kids who started about half the year last year, and you can see it when we get into practice, and you know they have all this stuff, so we're not installing certain calls. And you know, you try and bring an edge pressure to mess with some of the kids, and they pick it up. So it's great to have a veteran unit like that.
Looks like you bring back a real strong defense as well. Yeah, some Travis Muir on the defensive line, Nepshield, obviously Levi at linebacker, and some of your secondary. So does that put you a little bit ahead of the game with those that number of people back on the defense?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we learned a lot about our defense this year. We kind of had our goals last year, and, you know, we had to maneuver through some things just to make sure that the coverage is fit and how we could get into our stack scheme. But when you return, you know, first-team All-State, Tony Grasso, second-team All-State, Tavion at linebacker, and then the third linebacker is the one getting most the Division I interest, which is Colin Keneally. But then Travis Merrill is something else. I've never seen a nose, a 3-4 nose as active as him. He almost ended up with 100 tackles last year. He had something like 30 TFLs and 12 sacks. He's horrifying, by the way. You see with the upperclassmen, like when we're doing our scout team, you know, they come through. It's just like he's going through untouched. You know, it's just it's incredible to have everybody up there on the front seven, so much returning. We got some new kids coming in here. Justice Dirk's going to be a good linebacker for us. Graydon Rollins is really stepping up. I think he's going to be a spectacular player for us, possibly filling in that Mike role. But, you know, you bring out a lot of good players on the defensive end spot. We have Zach Pearl coming back, Evan Smith. And then Aiden Nepshield had 8.5 sacks for us last year. He's an incredible athlete. He's played all over, but, you know, he's a very physical, very athletic player on the end.
Coach, my last one here before we let you go. I noticed you guys have those Guardians caps that a lot of the NFL teams have been rocking this offseason and this summer. I saw you guys had them over there at EC. What do you make of those things? Do the kids kind of get used to those? Are they effective for you guys? Just kind of, I'm curious what your thoughts on those are.
You know, it's always been exciting because I actually, in one of my courses, like my final paper was about on concussion prevention treatment and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's always been interesting. You know, you see the ones with the spring-loaded helmets where they give in certain spots. But at the end of the day, like the places where they give aren't the places when you get hit where there would be a concussion. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. almost like their spring action is to help them not hurt other people so much. So I was always really excited, and you know, the Vices helmets came out with a soft outer shell. That's kind of what I was really, you know, looking in, like in my paper or whatever that I was looking into, because, you know, you at some level, if you hit a hard impact on one spot, you know, it's not going to dissipate force. So when I saw those and I saw that we had an opportunity and we got a nice little donation to help out with those, you know, it's just something where it was so important to us, because if we're going to sit here and say we care about our kids enough, you know, we really have to invest in them and say that we are doing everything that we can do to make sure that they stay healthy. And the kids haven't complained about them at all. And, you know, kids, they'll complain about anything they can. So I guess that's positive. But, you know, they seem good. We haven't had any problems with it so far. And we've had some kids take some falls where I was like, oh, no, I didn't like that. But, you know, it seems like, you know, they've been successful. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll come back and say they're terrible. But, you know, at least we can say we're trying.
Well, and I think, if anything, that makes a guy like a Tony Grasso look 10 times as scary, right? He's got this big old head down running around. Like, I think it just does a lot more.
Absolutely.
Front,
like,
so.
I remember back when I was playing, everybody fought to try and get a cowboy collar because it made you look cool.
That's right.
So, it's nothing else, you know. That's what you want.
There you go.
It's all about Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Talent on the field. Forget that. It's all about.
It's all about the look. There you go.
Yes, it is. Well,
it's not about making plays. It's about picture day.
There it is. There it is. Coach, thank you very much for the time. As always, we appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the Panthers this season. Taking a quick peek at our schedule over here. We'll have you week one as you guys get ready to play host to Elyria on the 19th. That one's always a fun one. We're excited to see how that one plays out. So, Coach, thank you very much again for your time. We always appreciate it. And best of luck week one against Elyria.
Yes, sir. Go Panthers.